Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Well, hello, Abigail.
Hello.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
But not really.
But not really. I wanted to get that intro out of the way because as we fade down the intro, oh. Chuck's actually not here. This is Love Country Talk to Sammy and Abby.
That's right.
And I know what you guys are thinking. Oh my gosh, he did it again. He's at home and he forgot that he scheduled his own show at a specific time. However, that's actually not the case this time, you guys. He told us that he wasn't going to be here today. So everybody give Chuck a round of applause. He is learning how to communicate effectively. I promise this is not going to be a 1 hour roast of Chuck Wicks, but we wanted to give him credit where credit is due. Chuck actually has really exciting news. He's not joining us tonight because, drumroll, he's actually playing at the Opry. So good on him.
Casual.
But
I'm playing the Opry. It's fine.
Yeah. He's like, hey, can't make it. Have some plans. We're like, great. What is it? You got bowling practice? But no, it's actually something way more exciting. So with that being said, I think that we need to dub this ladies' night. What do you think?
I agree.
I feel like we need a theme song. Can you hit us with one?
Let's do it.
Oh yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh yes, it's ladies' night. Oh what a night!
Oh what a night!
Oh yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh yes, it's ladies' night. Oh what a night!
Woo!
Girls,
oh, we got the whole song, Ads. Let's go!
I can't stop it.
Oh, how come?
I just like it.
Okay.
I didn't want to stop it.
I thought you meant you actually couldn't stop it.
No, that was so good.
Well, yeah. You know what? We're excited that Chuck's got this great opportunity, but content is king and you got to get it out there. So we still had to release an episode. Mm-hmm. So Abby and I cleared our ever busy schedules to hang out and talk about country music with the people who still want to listen. You know what I'm saying?
We're dedicated. We got to get that, you know, that consistency we were talking about.
Yes,
every
consistency.
Single Monday.
Yes, big C word. Very important.
Yes.
But I guess, kind of ironically, as we left the show last week, Chuck texted us and was like, hey, remember when we were going to talk about ACM noms and all three of us collectively forgot to bring that up in its entirety? Yes. So I feel like we should start there because now it's kind of old news. But the ACMs is obviously a huge deal in the industry. And for those of you at home who watch and follow the industry as a whole, they're coming up early next month. I believe it's, you know, like March 6th or something, 7th. It's that Monday. But they released all of the nominations. And Abby, I know that you probably hear a lot about this with your other job with Bobby, but any of the nominees sticking out for you this time around? Anyone you're excited for or surprised by, maybe?
Surprised by? I mean, I think I said this on the last one, but I wanted Keith Urban to be nominated and I was surprised he wasn't.
That's true. That's, you know, true. Well, it kind of brings me to something I feel like I've had, not necessarily an argument, but a conversation with many of my coworkers and friends that have worked in the industry, and also people who have just been country music fans. What is your definition of Entertainer of the Year? So this year for ACMs, the nominees for Entertainer of the Year: Luke Combs, Carrie Underwood, Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, and Eric Church. Obviously, that is considered a huge award at any of the award shows, but what do you think it means?
Well, I think it's basically like all around, you know, like as far as your album getting out there in concert, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I don't know, because it's kind of one of those things that, so when you go to an Eric Church show, he's got an American flag around his neck. He's walking up and down the stage. He plays for hours on end with absolutely no qualms for whatever rules there are in laws of, what are they called? Curfews. You can't play after whatever this dude plays until he is done playing.
No rules.
And then there's someone like Chris Stapleton, who has the soulful voice, but he's not really moving around a lot. And then there's Carrie Underwood, who's wearing stilettos to her chin, and she's walking around and she's singing, and there's fireworks and there's this. So if you just took the show on its own and it was like Entertainer of the Year, what would you find more entertaining? But then you add in, you know, the actual number of sales they've done, how their charts have done on radio, how they've done streaming. On top of that, outside ventures, like Luke Combs has the Crocs. Carrie Underwood has her, what is it called? Kalia? I don't know Kalia. How to say it. Kalia?
Her workout
attire. Mm-hmm. Miranda Lambert does everything for every animal ever invented. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a culmination. You have to put those things into it as well. Or do you think that, no, that's a separate entity, that's a separate venture, we don't include that in the Entertainer of the Year? It's strictly just about the music.
Well, I feel like in like the concert, I feel like it is. That has the greatest weight. Like when you see them live, that's Entertainer, I feel like.
I agree.
Do you?
Yeah, no, I do, because I feel like, I think specifically male vocalist of the year, female vocalist of the year is a little more niche about like specific to the music releases and how their streaming numbers did and things like that. Again, I don't know that this is how it's voted on. I'm just saying this is my opinion. I feel like I've had conversations with people in what they kind of, Entertainer of the Year feels to be the most all-encompassing, which is why it's the biggest honor. And I feel like, you know, Luke Bryan won it however many years ago, and he got up on stage and cried like a baby, because it's a huge honor, and it's exciting. I'm sure it's a lot of emotion all in one. But I guess other things that kind of stuck out with me for ACMs, Jimmy Allen went from being the new artist of the year to now being nominated for male artist of the year, which is a huge category jump. And that's exciting. Not a lot of people can do that.
No.
But I mean, insane. Jimmy's everywhere, so we know that. He's literally all over the board. Album of the year, I think something that's raising eyebrows, because he's back and being included is Morgan Wallen with the Dangerous, his double album, which There Are No Arguments has been on top of the charts for, I think, literally since the day it dropped. Mm-hmm. It has broken all sorts of records and all sorts of numbers. But joining him, Carly Pearce, Thomas Rhett, Chris Young, and actually the Marfa tapes, which has Miranda Lambert at the head with Jack Ingram and John Randall.
But you know what's crazy? I mean, Chris Young, he had like 7 nominations, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Most nominated was my gal Miranda, yay! Chris Young, and then also Walker Hayes and Chris Stapleton rounded it out with 5 nominations each. But yeah, Chris Young was the most nominated, which is awesome.
I know.
Because he put out the Famous Friends album last summer, and I feel like, you know, personally, I have a tie to it because I worked alongside the team for that album. So I'm excited to see that people are really, accepting it and it's having success. But he, off of the seven nominees he got, Album of the Year, Single of the Year, Video of the Year, and Music Event of the Year, which was all of those are Famous Friends. The song he did with Kane Brown. We all know that song at this point. It's been everywhere.
I know it is.
But exciting stuff. I feel like, you know, I'm excited to see the show live. There's going to be actually people in Vegas in the stands. Hopefully not any like COVID protocols that are going to hold us back. Anything change, let's knock on wood. Let's not jinx us.
I know.
Let's just go ahead. I mean, what happens in Vegas, let's let it stay there,
right?
I guess. Let's just go back to the good old days of being able to do that. But also, in the same breath, they just announced, this is not old news, now we're on to this week's news since we missed that last week, but they announced people who are performing at the ACMs. Have you seen that?
No. Who are they?
Alrighty.
That's like my favorite part.
Yes. I mean, yeah, because it's all about the entertainment. Like, yes, we want to see the awards, but I think there's something different about watching a live performance, especially like we're coming out of a pandemic and we got snubbed of so much live music.
Man. Yeah.
But we got Kelsea Ballerini, Walker Hayes, Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, Parmalee, and Blanco Brown, and they're featuring Brooke Eden. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow.
I don't know much about her, but okay. I mean, I feel like I've been hearing her name more and more recently, kind of like last week when we were talking about Caitlin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
We have Ashley McBride and Carly Pierce performing together, and then last but not least, Breland.
So, are there any like collaborations? You know how they do like crazy ones? Well,
I mean, I'd imagine that Parmalee, Blanco Brown, and Brooke Eden are going to be some sort of, I guess obviously it's a collaboration because they have their names together, but mm-hmm. Do they have a song out with her and I'm just missing it?
Nope, not that I know of.
Okay, so maybe that's going to be something. Obviously, we've seen Carly and Ashley perform, what is it? Don't Want to Be That Girl? Never Wanted to Be That Girl. They performed at CMAs, so we'll see that. Maybe it'll be a different rendition. We don't know.
And I'm sure they're going to release more, you know, as time goes on.
Oh, of course. This is just, I think, the first announcement. It came out yesterday, but
yeah,
I am excited to see Maren Morris. I feel like she hasn't performed since pre-baby.
I know.
Oh, no. I lied. She performed with Ryan Hurd last year when they did Chasing After You.
That was very
steamy. It was steamy. My God, I feel like they were trying to make baby number two on that stage. And I was like, hello. Hello. But I am excited to see her perform solo. I know she has a big project coming out. She just released a new single and stuff. So I love seeing her kind of do her thing.
I know. I just love awards where they all come together. Like, that's when I'm like, I love country music. Every time there's an award show, that's what I'm like.
Are you going to go?
This is why I like, no.
No, you're not going to go? I didn't know if you did anything for like radio remotes or anything. I mean, I'm sure it's weird still because of COVID protocols.
I don't know how they're doing that. Do you think is it going to be live?
The show or I think so.
You know how sometimes they do the pre-recorded and kind of put it all together?
No, I think we're back in live action. I know that the radio remotes the days leading up to it are a little altered just because some of my friends who are on air were saying that like the big chains are sending these people and then so-and-so is going to be in person, but everybody else is going to be virtual. So I think it's still kind of a headache in that aspect, but I'm sure there will be still endless amounts of content about the ACMs because everybody's excited. And like you said, Abby, I feel like there's a lot of people who similarly think that, man, I really like to see the award shows because kind of like CMA Fest when it all comes together and you see it all and you see the fans, they get to be a part of it. And I don't know. It's a good feeling. Good vibes.
I'm excited.
All Woo-hoo! Good vibes. Well,
yay.
On more timely news, we left you last week. You went on your friend date. You got to give us an update on how it was with your friend. What'd you do over the weekend? How was Nashville? Did you freeze your tits off like I did?
I mean, we just went out. What did we do? I'm like, I can't even remember anything.
It was like literally less than a week ago, Abby. You're really that busy? What is it like?
I guess.
Well, obviously it wasn't like memorable. Did you do anything memorable for the Super Bowl?
Nope, I didn't. I was working. I was at home. I was working during the Super Bowl.
That's by yourself? Mm-hmm. Did you at least make some sort of chips and dip to keep yourself company?
I did nothing. I mean, I watched the halftime show.
You did?
And the commercials that were not good. So there's that.
What? Wait, you didn't even have one favorite commercial?
Nope.
Are you joking?
Did you?
I had one. I can't even remember who it's from, which is so terrible. But I feel like it was just literally for the NFL because it was a bunch of players that were cartoons.
Oh.
And they were like running amok. And I thought it was entertaining. I also saw, hold on one second. What is the one? Did you watch it from the very beginning, the show? Or I'm sorry, the Super Bowl from the very beginning?
Not the whole, nope.
Okay, well, there was one commercial that had a bouncing QR code.
Yes, I saw that one. I was so confused.
It was like coin something something.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look this up because I sent it to Brian Webb. I watched the Super Bowl with Brian Webb guy. Nobody's shocked. Like, we all know I have no other friends. But he was like so baffled about what was happening. He was like, this is the most boring commercial. There's so much curiosity. Obviously, people are going to be clicking on this. And then come to find out, I sent him this Instagram post that said, while the internet debates which Super Bowl commercial had the best return on investment, just know that Coinbase was 186th on the App Store prior to the game and it is now sitting at number 2.
Nuh-uh.
So just sheer curiosity led Coinbase to go from 186 to 2, which, you know what? Listen, whoever made that, that commercial...
Genius.
Hopefully they're asking for a raise. I mean, if they bumped up to already number 2, I feel like, you know, they could earn it. I feel like that's good business practice. That person's just, watch, it's like an unpaid intern. They're just like, hey, we should do a QR code.
Let's do that. And they're like, what are you even talking? That's not going to go over well. And it did.
Has anyone had a bigger glow up than the QR code during the pandemic?
Exactly.
Are you on team QR code? Or are you on team give me a menu?
Oh, give me a menu.
That's how I feel. I'm just like, no. I think we already spend way too much time on our phones as is. So we're going to sit down and you're immediately going to prompt me to then look at my phone. And you know my ADD brain. Someone's going to text me. I'm going to swipe down. I'm going to do that. I'm going to open Instagram. I'm going to play a game of Candy Crush. And all of a sudden, we're 20 minutes in. I haven't even looked at the menu. The waitress comes back and I'm like, yeah, I'll have a water.
I know. It's like, it's not the full restaurant experience. You can look at that at home.
No.
The fun part about a restaurant is you sit there and you look.
I just think it makes it a little less technology based. I'm like, bring back the menus. Where do I sign that petition?
I think they're slowly coming back, aren't they?
I don't know. Because I feel like they realized that it was just easy to do things digital. Like, you don't have to clean the menus. That's you don't have to collect them.
I don't like it.
No. I vote, well, speaking of us sounding like absolute old men at the local, whatever, we're just pulling up our pants higher. And back in my day, we had paper menus.
I know.
But
we're old school.
We are old school. And speaking of old school, I saw this meme that was like, hey, everybody was so excited and took a deep, or the millennials were so excited, like, man, thank God they're not doing the Rolling Stones or the Who as the Super Bowl halftime show, like all those old people used to watch. And they're like, dot, dot, dot. And then 10 minutes later, we realized the truth. And basically the truth is that now we've graduated into the quote unquote old people bracket. So while we are absolutely losing our mind over Snoop and Dr. Dre, if you look at when those songs came out, it was 20 plus years ago.
Like, that's insane. No,
so now we are just those people like, when I was in sixth grade, you guys don't even know.
Back in the day.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, the halftime show.
Yes.
See.
Oh, my God.
I was nervous. Yes. No, I loved it because it was full of nostalgia for me. I personally have the biggest, like, I feel like I've said this before on the show, but like the biggest... I don't know that it's like a crush because I don't think it's romantic, but just like the biggest friend crush, celebrity human crush on Snoop Dogg. I would donate a kidney to hang out with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. I have said this so many times. I feel like we do not, as a society, talk about their friendship enough. The sweatsuit he was wearing while he was like crip walk. Like,
that was the best. Yes.
Nobody was having more fun than Snoop, except for maybe the 37-year-old moms who were just like absolutely losing their mind. Their kids were looking at them sideways like, oh my God, my mom's rapping.
They're like, what are you watching? The greatest. That was so awesome.
I feel like it also, I was nervous because, I don't know, maybe I'm just weird, but like Eminem, it scares me. I never know what he's going to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like he gives zero Fs. So like, I think that he would respect that it's, you know, the Super Bowl in live TV in general. But like, you never know. I don't know. He just seems like a loose cannon to me. I'm like, oh God, I hope he doesn't mess this up.
But he came out with that beard and I was like, who is this guy?
He's good looking. Dr. Dre looks better than he did 20 years ago when he was releasing this music. I was just like, dang. Did you see the savage memes about 50 Cent?
Yes.
They're like, 50 Cent turned into a whole dollar.
Poor guy. Come on.
No, listen. All I have to say to those people is, guess what? Honey, you probably aren't the same size as you were when that song came out as well.
Exactly.
My friend. You know what I'm saying?
20 years ago.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago. Maybe we're all a little bit bigger than we were. Give 50 some... They're like, inflation is at 7.5 and so is 50.
I like how they're out. They're like, why is he upside down? I'm like, it's video.
The video.
Right? Yeah.
I saw another meme. I feel like I just keep bringing up memes. It's but the memes. Super Bowl ones were just like, So chef's kiss for me. But they were like, anybody over 50, this halftime show sucks. Anybody under 30, yeah. Who the hell are these guys? And everybody in between. And it just shows Snoop like doing his little dance.
Which
like
is us.
Hanging. That was literally me, yes. In the living room. Absolutely reliving my entire childhood.
Yes.
Did you bring a clip of it?
So we didn't, I did. I mean, there's the whole thing. Let me see where it starts.
Uh-oh.
I might skip ahead a little. Let's see where this is.
Oh, you nailed it.
Let's go.
Chopped off by the mug, yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, go ahead and turn it on up. DPT, LPC, yeah, we hook it back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Club homies, draw homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we giving it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl by 44 and she crept in the back door. These chickens looking at me strange, but okay. You know I don't care. Step up in this.
So what, I'm just going to like fast forward. This is on YouTube.
You know what I'm just thinking about right now, which, wait, keep playing.
Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking like right now as I was rapping with Snoop Dogg, because, you know, I'm a professional rapper.
Oh, yeah.
But do you ever think artists like that? Because I feel like country music artists don't really have to deal with this, maybe here and there. But those unedited lyrics are violently different than what he performed at, say, the Super Bowl. But when you like go see them live in concert, they sing unedited versions of their song. So imagine in your brain, you have to keep up with which version you're singing.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, that's it's true. Not like they're going to say, oh, he went to hell. Like they're going to say something way more vile that is not acceptable on Super Bowl TV. And if they mess that up, like what happens?
What does happen?
I don't know.
I mean, they just bleep it out. There's probably like a little delay that they can, it's kind of like in radio.
Yeah, but what about all those people that are in the stadium? There's no delay there. Oh, yeah. They're freaking chilling.
Oh, they're hearing it, yeah.
I just thought about that. My hands got sweaty. I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Do you know what I thought about too? You know how they were facing one side?
Yeah.
How do you think the ones on the side where they got their backs?
Oh, that's
then, like,
true.
They couldn't see anything that was happening in those little houses.
Well, there has to be some sort of like projector, like the Jumbotron, but still it's not the same.
No,
if you're watching on the Jumbotron, you could just watch it at home.
And I saw videos. People on the field, like, they couldn't hear anything.
No way.
It only sounded good like on the TV, because I've seen, they were like,
wait, like in the stadium or just like on the 50 yard line, like the bougie people,
like in the stadium, or, well,
like where Kanye was sitting with Antonio Brown.
I think they could.
No meds were taken from them.
And I was like, who's recording on the field?
I feel like those are just
the production.
Yeah, the performers though. Which I also was today years old when I found out that those people are not paid.
They're not paid.
Did you know that Super Bowl halftime performers were not paid? I had no idea.
But I
guess this year they did. They did like minimum wage or something.
Oh, they did.
I had no idea.
Oh, I would do that for free. I'd pay.
I mean, I feel like it's the experience, around. So it is what it is. Like, that's a really cool resume builder.
Okay, here's 50 Cent. Ready?
He's hell yeah.
Upside down.
I'm so ready to hear it again.
I know. Come on. Oh. Go show. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sit the party like it's your birthday. Oh, it's so good. He's getting down from upside down.
He didn't hurt himself. Don't give up, it's not your birthday. You found me in the club. Got a full book, mama, I got what you need. You can eat the food book. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, you in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, see the being so good.
Gosh, I just want to watch it again.
I just feel like those songs, like if you hear those songs too that we just played and you don't like automatically bob along and start dancing, we are not cut from the same cloth. Like, I don't think we're gonna make it our friendship will not last very long.
No, I mean, you can't not. Like, you cannot.
No, did you?
Not.
Again, I'm gonna say one more meme and then I'm done. I don't promise, but I don't know why. They were just the best. Like, they're like, hey, just a reminder, halftime show is coming up. And just because you can get down doesn't mean you have as easy as a time getting back up. So millennials, start stretching now is like the 2 minute warning. It's the same 2 minute warning as the end of the football team. But I guess in between all that, there was actually a football game. So that was cool.
Congrats
to the Rams. That was a pretty good game. I feel like the past couple years of the Super Bowl have kind of been like not as exciting. Like, wasn't there 1 year someone had like 3 points? I don't know. As you can tell, I'm really big into the Super Bowl. But
I just go for the commercials and food.
I felt good though. I know Matthew Stafford has been playing in the NFL since literally the dawn of time. And this was his first Super Bowl win. And I'm happy for him. Because I feel like, you know, he earned it.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, that's his name.
Yeah.
He's hot, so he'll be fine.
Yeah.
And he's young and he's got, you know, the, I was, my friend was like, yeah, the Tiger team. I'm like, you mean the Bengals? She's like, yeah, okay.
The Tiger team.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So what I'm saying is we were basically ESPN analysts over there while we were watching.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Did you have a no, because you didn't really do anything for the Super Bowl. I had a food coma hangover into Valentine's Day, and I mean not that it really deterred any of my plans, but I did work for an unemployed chick. I did some freelance work on Monday. It was like my first time having to like get up, get dressed, and bring my laptop and be professional. So that was a nice little change of pace for me these days. But that was pretty much as exciting as my Valentine's Day plans got. To be honest, I kind of forgot it was Valentine's Day.
Really?
Did you do anything?
I went to Dua Lipa with my friend. I love her.
Tell me about that show.
Yeah, like insane.
Is she amazing? How old is she?
How old is she? This is her song. Yeah. I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, dance with me. I'm better than you. Oh my God. Moonlight. She's only 26 years old.
What?
Yeah. I mean, she is, the way she dresses and dances, she is, woo!
It was one of those things. I feel like Bridgestone this entire weekend was packed because there was Kacey Musgraves on Friday. Uh-huh. Then there was a Preds game or something like that on Saturday. And then Dua Lipa was Monday. And I swear to God, my entire Instagram story reel was just people at Bridgestone just for different shows and different events. But, you know, I feel like Dua Lipa's a nice little romantic Valentine's Day date.
Yeah.
She's pretty, like, I saw she was wearing this black and yellow, like, bodysuit extravaganza. I mean, good for her.
I got a girl crush on her. That's all I can say. I love her.
Who'd you go with?
I just went with my friend, okay. Kathy.
Kathy. Hey, Kath.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I wish I had something, you know, way more exciting than just going to work on Valentine's Day. But yeah. Here it is.
It's what is it? Hallmark.
It is holiday, a Hallmark. Anyone? I get that, but I feel like it's a fun day. I like cheesy things too.
Yeah,
I mean, some of them make me gag. Let's be real. Like, I don't know. I say that now because I feel like there's nobody actually doing that for me. But then, like, if a boy ever does anything that's even remotely cheesy, I'm like, look, get away from me.
Really?
I don't like. Yes, I hate that. Like that. Okay. We are so different in the fact that I was telling Chuck this, actually. We were talking about a while back. I was seeing this guy very, mm-hmm. very casually. Like, I don't even know if I could. It was not even a situationship at this point. It was mm-hmm. literally just like chatting friendly. And he started texting me good morning, beautiful texts. And see, your exact response, I feel like, is what women do. Like, oh, that's so precious. I was literally like, gross.
Melts my heart.
No. Maybe. And I mean, this is a strong maybe. If we were dating, I'd be okay with that. But like,
yeah,
good
true.
Morning, beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
Just doesn't do it for me. I don't know what it is. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm breaking out in the hives right now just talking about it.
Too, how do you respond?
Too mushy gushy for me is just, it's just not my style. It's not my vibe. And like the poor guy, when I think back to it, he's probably like, oh, girls really like this. But then it just goes to show that he didn't know me.
Right.
He just knew what he thought he should do. And needless to say, that didn't last very long. He's a nice guy. No hard feelings. And he still lives in town. I haven't seen him, but no hard feelings, no bad reports. Just wasn't my vibe. Just a little too much too quick for me. A little too touchy-feely. It's not really
my
thing.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You don't want it like too early. That's kind of weird. Because it's like, does he just say this to everybody? Like, you want it to be personal to you.
Well, that's the conclusion I came to. I was like, there's no way that he thinks he's doing something great. Because like, oh my God, girls love being called gorgeous. I'm like,
I'm like, I don't.
Buy me a skincare routine and bring me some champagne. And then maybe we can talk about who's gorgeous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What no, can I say? Gonna... I'm a real catch. Anyways, I wish I had better news. Maybe, you know what? I feel it. Valentine's Day 2023. I'm going to come here.
That's where it's at.
I'm just going to blow your guys'
2023.
Minds.
2023.
We're going to have like the biggest update ever.
Manifested.
Manifested.
She's putting it into the whatever right now.
Speaking of manifesting, we got to go into our little news segment. Do you have that? I'm also realizing as we were starting that I didn't help you brainstorm an extra third song for the news segment.
No one texted me.
I know.
Okay. No one texted and gave me an idea of the third one.
I know.
So it's going to be the old one.
It is the old one. And you know what? I take credit for that. So I'm going on record right now in front of everybody.
So don't laugh at me when the third one comes up and it's like a news break. Like.
I know. I told you that I would help you and then I didn't. So here's our old one just to get us into the news segment.
Oh, shoot.
Wait, the reason we just flubbed that is because Abby and I are trying to work this little button thing.
We're used to Chuck doing it.
And you know what? Sometimes he doesn't do it well. But I now can officially say that I've sat in every chair in this room.
Except what?
No, I've sat in your chair. Yeah. When you weren't here, I did one. A corner, guest seat, Abby seat, Chuck seat. So anyways, back to news.
Let's go.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it.
Ooh, I made it through the grapevine. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah.
It's literally just like an intro of a video game. Listen, we're going to work on that. I'm going to put a reminder in my calendar because if it's not in my calendar, it doesn't happen. Like, I will miss my own wedding if I don't put it in my Google calendar. So I'm going to put a reminder in there to look for a better song so we don't feel like we're going on a voyage for every new segment.
That is exactly what it sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, what I was saying before, that little interlude about manifesting mm-hmm. is that our girl, Lauren Elena, who is now the second Talk to Chuck member who has come in, spoken it into existence that they wanted to be an Opry member, and it has dun-da-da-da come true.
Is that not amazing?
She deserves it. She deserves it so much. She's played like 1.5 billion shows. That's not a real stat, but she got inducted on Saturday, the 12th, this past weekend. And I mean, so emotional. She was emotional when she got invited, emotional mm-hmm. when she was inducted. It just goes to show how much it really did mean to her.
Yes.
And I mean, you could feel it when she was here and she was talking to us about it. It's like, just like, that would be the biggest honor. And that's the word they always use, uh-huh. is honor.
Like, that's so wild. I remember her sitting right here.
Yeah.
Saying that. And it was what, like four months ago?
Not even. Yeah, it was like before Christmas.
And it happened. Like, she was so passionate
for the
about
second
it.
Time. I think that we are good luck talk to Chuck type of.
Good luck talk to Chuck. That's the new name of the.
Good luck talk to Chuck, because the same thing happened for Carly Pierce.
Yes. Like, listen, that's insane.
So, anybody who knocks on manifesting has obviously never come on Talk to Chuck and talked about a goal they want to have, because I feel like we're working some magic over here.
No, I truly believe it. Remember when I said once you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to catch you?
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
How's that going for you?
It's going in my life.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say much.
No,
but
that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I have a boyfriend.
Wait, you really going to announce that?
Yeah, I said it on the Bobby Bones show.
Oh, okay.
They talked me into it. Like, because they were like, we want to get you on this single, like, married at first sight. Do you want to go on that? And I was like,
this would be a great time. So what you mean to tell me is that you just lied to me about Valentine's Day?
Well, he doesn't live here. That's the thing. He lives in Kansas. So okay. I was just hanging out with my friend. He's not here.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I'm going to kind of keep it like on the DL. Just kind of live my life.
Well, you just, announced it on a global podcast. So it's not really the DL, Abby. I don't know if you know how DL works.
They don't know anything about him.
That is correct.
But I just also want it to be known that I am.
Sure.
Guys.
Oh, my goodness. She is no longer a single lady. And I love how you planned to say this on the one episode that Chuck is not here.
Oh, he's going to be mad.
Yeah.
Should I cut this out?
No, absolutely not. Listen, snooze, you lose. You got to go hang out with your friends at the Opry. We got business to take care
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
And you know what?
And he's going to try to question me and I'm not going to answer any question.
Are you really? Because I just feel like you said you didn't want to say anything and then you dropped the boyfriend bomb.
Well, no, I said I didn't want to give any details.
Sure.
Like, I'm fine with this.
Okay.
And then
you are good with sending everyone a notification that your relationship status has changed, and that's pretty much where it ends. Yeah. The profile picture has not changed, is what you're telling us, in 2022 millennial terms.
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to say it because, like, I manifest. Remember?
Yes.
Like, that was my attitude change.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm just going to focus on myself. And then out of literally nowhere.
Okay. I have questions. Can you answer them to me off air?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? I won't tease anybody with that. But you know what? Congratulations.
Thanks.
I love that for you. I love that you focused on yourself and things just lined up. I think that that's truly how life works, which, you know, when everybody tells you that, you're like, yeah, yeah. But then when you're living it, you're like, oh, shit, they were right.
Oh, I wanted to punch everyone that told me that.
Of course.
I'm like, you don't know me.
It'll happen when you least expect it. It's like, I damn been not expecting it for 5 years, sir.
That's exactly. I was like, my whole life I've never expected it. Like, what?
I also don't expect to win $1 billion. That's not working out either. So, damn it.
That's next. Oh, manifest that.
I will. Okay, we're getting off track. Chuck's not even here and we're getting off track.
So sorry.
Maybe it's not him. Ooh. Maybe it's us.
So yeah, we were on.
We were talking about news.
Yeah,
okay, more news. Kind of close to home for Talk to Chuck. Chuck's brother-in-law announced a big tour. I feel like maybe a day or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one? He's got DJ Silver, his tried and true steady companion. I feel like DJ Silver has never missed a Jason Aldean date in his life, which is great. Let me see who
Gabby,
else is
Gabby Barrett
and then John Morgan is actually super talented. Have you ever heard his stuff?
I don't think so.
So I met him at the Rumble. Nope. What is it? Royal. Nope. What is it called? the boxing Rumble on the Row. I was right. Okay. Yeah. I met him there last year and I had no idea who he was, but I just met him through Chuck and Cassie and we were chatting. So obviously I creeped on his Instagram, listened to his music. Big fan. I feel like he's really talented. He just got some sort of deal.
Broken Bow
with BBR, yeah.
Okay.
And so I feel like that's gonna be a stacked tour. And also, I mean, is there really ever a time you're gonna have a bad time at an Aldean concert?
No, nope.
And they're on sale this Friday, so well, I guess by the time this comes out, it'll have been last Friday.
Right. So yeah, you probably
so I don't know.
Get on there.
Hopefully, they can read our minds and they just already bought tickets and keep up on Instagram.
For sure.
Do you have any other news for us, Abigail?
I do. Miranda Lambert did something amazing on Valentine's Day. She donated $20,000 to animal shelters.
$20,000.
Like, I just love her. Like, love her.
Just sporadic ones? Or did she pick, like, specific ones? I don't know. I didn't see this, which is...
Well, you know her Mutt Nation organization?
Yes.
That she So each shelter received $1,000. So 20 shelters got money. Oh, I love that.
Aww. How did I not see this? I feel like my stalker status of Miranda Lambert is going down the drain, and I am disappointed in myself.
Yeah, what's happening? I just love her that she does that.
She loves animals. Oh my God, look at this little video she posted. Okay, I can't. I'm going to cry. Oh, good for her. Hey,
I know. I'm all about the
animals. That's a Valentine's Day well spent. I feel like, you know, giving back, spreading the love.
Spreading the love.
See, that's the kind of cheesy I'm into. You know, like that's cheesy. Like, oh, I'm spreading the love, but like with a good cause. Yeah. She's helping all the little cute animals. If I had $20,000, I'd try and help, but I would be the most generous rich person.
I would like hand out hundreds.
Hundreds. Like, I would be, I'd have a yacht that I would just like fly you to. You know what I mean? Like,
you would have a yacht.
Hell yeah. I mean, I don't know that I'd take care of it. I'd hire someone to take care of it. But like, oh God, if I were rich, I'd be like, hey, we're all going to the Super Bowl. We're hanging out with Snoop in person. And then we're going to get on a yacht and ride over to Hawaii for the week. And it's all on me. I feel like,
that'd be, yeah, damn. That's goals.
I mean, I feel like it could, I feel like it could work. I'll just keep, maybe I should find a job first and then I'll let you know. I'm just building my wealth from the ground up right now.
I'm just going to say win the lottery for that one.
Hell yeah.
For the yacht.
Oh God. Imagine winning the lottery. Have you ever heard those stories though about people who win the lottery and their life goes to shit?
Oh, that's true. Because yeah, they just think that.
They like file bankruptcy and yes. I'm like, I don't understand how you go from literally the top to the very bottom.
I would take the one where they give it like weekly.
You know, yeah, you can get like increments that, or you can get it all at once.
Like $500,000 a week.
Yeah, it's like, oh, bummer. I think I can make that one stretch.
Yeah.
I'll just kick it back to just snacks.
Oh,
my God. Imagine. Anyways, back to reality. Yeah. Back to news.
Well, there's one more that Chuck's going to appreciate because it's with his boy, Jimmy Allen. Mm. But Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter, they're out with a new single. Like, he's having Jimmy Allen on his single. It's
Easy. The Backstreet Boys are or
just,
Nick
no,
Carter
No, just
is?
Nick Carter. Sorry about that. Okay. Nick Carter's out with a new single, but he had Jimmy Allen on it.
Wait, my first question is, when is the last time that Nick Carter released any music? Wasn't he like in jail? Did I make this up?
That was Aaron. Wasn't it his brother, Aaron Carter?
Oh, I think so. Oh my God, Aaron Carter and Hilary Duff. That brings me back to my childhood.
I know.
Okay, so anyways, blast from the past.
I want to know how this came about. I'm sure Chuck will know.
I guarantee you it had something to do with when Jimmy was in LA for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And he was like out and about in that area. Okay. I don't know. I'm making this up. Have you met Jimmy? He doesn't stop talking. He's going to come in. He's going to wow the crowd the people in the room.
Yeah.
And schmooze his way. And what his current duet. What is it? A duo or a duet?
Duet.
Is number one with Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
What is it? Not Life is a Highway. Freedom is a Highway.
Freedom is a Highway.
There you go. Nailed it.
Right?
Yeah. That's so I just think he's the king of duets.
He is. Yeah, for sure.
Like, why be in an actual duo when you can just sing duets with the entire town and then some? And Jimmy's like, here, hold my beer. I'll do one more. Yeah. I feel like low-key Chuck's going to be pissed, though, because remember when Chuck and him did one? He's like, yeah. I mean, Jimmy, look at you drinking your Truly. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh,
and I'm feeling right.
Oh, yes, ladies' night. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a Who sings that?
Oh, it was Cool in the Gang.
Oh, duh.
Cool in the Gang.
God, I would have loved that time.
Oh, man. Yeah, I feel like I was born in the wrong decade. Oh,
you're telling me. That's why I watch so many documentaries. I'm not joking. I like to submerge myself into that culture. And I'm just like, yep, would have nailed it. Would have loved it. I would have absolutely annihilated Studio 54. I don't know if Cool in the Gang and Studio 54 at the same time. But I just know that I've heard a lot about it. And I feel like they liked to dance. Yeah. And I like to dance.
I feel like it was just so like fun and carefree and like things and like no rules back then.
The chaos that when I think, I mean, yeah, because you couldn't get caught. Nobody was recording you. You got away
That's
with so
the
much
thing.
More. And the fact like this blows my mind. You would say I'd see you here, say because podcasting wasn't a thing. Say we were writing for a newspaper at work and I'd be like, hey, I'll meet you at the Tin Roof tonight at 7:30. And then like you just showed up. And hoped that they were there and then had to find them.
Yes.
And if they weren't there, they're like, oh, I called your machine, but you weren't there. It's like, yeah, because I was in the car trying to get here.
Like,
and
I'm
there's
baffled.
No communication. And like, I probably one of the dumbest questions I've ever asked. But you know what? I was honestly confused. I was like, what happened back in the day? This is going to, people are going to be like, oh my God, you're such a millennial. But guess what? I am. I don't remember because I lived before cell phones. Like there were car phones and stuff when I was a kid. But I feel like you and I are on the brink of our actual childhood wasn't very technologically savvy.
Yeah.
There was some, but like the internet was, you know, that like noise. Yeah. And you had a computer room, and if someone picked up the phone, you were effed. You're like, Mom, I'm trying to play Oregon Trail.
I'm on AOL.
Yeah. But I asked, I think it was like my mom or something, I'm like, what happened when there was a car accident? How did you call the police?
Oh, what? No, seriously, what did happen?
Immediately, everybody now pulls out their cell phone, and it's just like immediately, oh, someone already called. Thank you. We need an ambulance here, whatever. And I guess that, you know, pay phones and you got to run to the nearest one. But like, what if you're in the middle of East Bangladesh and there's nothing? Then what happens? Oh my. You just pray that Jesus shines a light down on you and notifies an ambulance nearby?
That, yeah. See, I didn't even think about all that. Yes, like everything.
No, and my parents dated, obviously, before cell phones and things like that, and they dated long distance. And my mom lived in Texas, and my dad moved to, like, Atlanta. And so they would just be like, yeah, we'll meet at this hotel. See you there to, like, hang out for the weekend. Like, what? That is chaotic energy. And I feel like I am a weird millennial in the fact, like, I will leave my phone at my house and leave my house. Like, I'll go and, like, when I went on the cruise, I shut my phone off for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, nothing, no Instagram, no text. Loved it. But I loved it for the week. I don't know that I would love it for life. There's a lot of conveniences. But I think about dating without a cell phone. You can't text.
I don't understand.
You can't anything.
Hey, texting. If you had this, if this happened to you.
Yes. Oh, my God. Share your stories.
We'll want to
know.
You.
Yes. I want to know about dating before cell phones. Or if you have some sort of wild story. I mean, hopefully everybody's okay. I don't want to talk about bad car accidents.
Not bad, but
something where you had to like notify.
Urgent. And you're like, how did you get in touch with someone that quick when you needed to?
Correct. Like, okay. So speaking of documentaries, in a different time, I watched a documentary about Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about chaos and not having a cell phone. Like, it was really sad. There's people who passed away and they couldn't find their friends. And there was like, yeah, you should. I think it's on Hulu or something. But if you have time, you should watch it. It was insane. There was like a find me wall where people would like leave notes like, hey, Jim, we're going to this at 7:00. Meet us there. We're going to see Limp Bizkit. Make sure you come to the front left hand side of the stage. We'll be there. Like just wild things like that. Like, imagine going to a festival and having no contact with your friends, and then you don't know if they're alive or not because shit got weird and things were being lit on fire.
That gives me anxiety. Like, really, I don't know how to handle that.
Do you feel like it would give you anxiety, though, if we didn't know any better?
If we didn't know.
Right.
No.
Like, they were just mobbing.
Yeah.
Just, like, going out into the world, absolutely no communication.
I can't even imagine.
Now I feel like if I text one and I don't hear from them like within 24 hours, I get nervous.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey. And you know, I mean, I get it. People are living their life and not necessarily looking at their phone every minute of every day. But like,
but
if
still.
I texted you and didn't hear back from you, I'd be like, hello, anything you want to tell me? Are you good?
Right. Because it's like in 24 hours, there's no way you didn't touch your phone.
Oh, my God. No.
Way.
No. That's just like physically impossible. Yeah. Impossible in the year 2022.
Yes.
Between work, social media, sheer boredom, and communicating with people you love.
And just as much as we use it. Every app. I mean, everything I get information from is on my phone.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It setting an alarm.
Yeah.
Putting in instructions. What are they? Directions.
Like your
checking
calendar.
Checking my email. Oh my God, my calendar. Yeah, I was just talking about how.
I know.
I almost missed today. Thank God you guys texted. I was getting my hair done. Mm-hmm. And Chuck was like, yeah, I got to go to the Opry. You guys can do it without me. And I was like, oh my God, we have a podcast in an hour. No idea. I was planning on going to my friend Jackie's house.
Oh my gosh. Also, we didn't hear back from him. He's like, are you guys doing a podcast?
Wait. Okay. Do you think he was joking or do you think he was serious?
No, I think. Mm.
So for those of you listening, at the beginning of this, I texted Chuck and I was like, hey, can we call you? He goes, why? Are you doing a podcast? If that's not Chuck, I don't know what is. I'm like, yes, ? Did you think we weren't going to go ahead without you?
Because he told us to. He was like, you girls.
He literally said, you ladies can do one without me.
And he
didn't answer. Well, I mean, we're 43 minutes in now, Chuck. It's too late for you, bud. This is going out into the universe.
I think it's been pretty good.
I do.
We do have New Music Monday we still need to do.
Okay.
Do we have anything else?
No.
Any other news?
I feel like we just nailed the news segment.
Yeah,
I promise I will help you find a third song for next week.
And if you guys have ideas, I don't know what you're talking about. The typing.
I can hear it in my head, and I know that that's like so descriptive. I can't believe you can't find it. But I will brainstorm on that, and I will get it to you. Or, I mean, if you guys have any ideas out there that's a better news song, Do you want to do your bit, Abby? Do you want to sing the phone number since Chuck isn't here?
No. I know
it's your favorite. You we all to, know it's my favorite.
You have to harmonize with me at the end, like Chuck.
Fark no. Absolutely not. I'm not doing that shit.
I'll do one. I will do one text.
So if you have a news song, or if you want to tell us about life with before cell phones, yes. Or if you just want to say, hey, what's up? Or, I don't know, you want to tell us about New Music Monday or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Or any guests, because Sammy and I are in charge of guests.
Yes. Wait, that's a good thing to bring up. Yeah. We are hitting the ground running, and we are taking the reins. Chuck so graciously gave us. And we're going to try and line up guests. So if you guys have anyone, I know one woman reached out to me. She said she wanted to see Low Cash. Mm-hmm. See here, whatever. So I'm trying to like keep a list on my phone of people that maybe we can reach out to and contact so we can stack it up for the next couple episodes, well, next couple months, basically, yeah. The rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so sing the song for us, Abby.
Harmonize, ready?
Nay, 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 nay.
615-295-8853.
No harmonizing for me. So sorry. I forgot how to do it.
Right. You know.
Listen, I sing in the car and in the shower. I mean, and I sing in like life. I'm not a very good singer, but I have no problem doing it. I'm just not going to sing in a live microphone that will live on the internet for the rest of my life. You want to go to karaoke? I will throw down some Lizzo. I will throw down some Miranda Lambert.
I'm all about karaoke. Okay. I'm like, let's go. We still haven't been out. Okay.
Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
I'll admit me.
Well,
on a weekend,
on Saturdays, during the day, they have karaoke in Midtown and we can go. And the reason I know this is because memories popped up on my phone from 1 year ago. Remember when all of my aunts and my mom and everybody came into the studio? So they were here. That was also the giant snowstorm in Nashville that they got snowed in. And I had 7 adults in my 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment for like over 48 hours. Yeet. We survived. Nobody killed anybody. It was great. That's a very close quarter to be snowed into. But, you know, we had fun. But it's funny you mentioned going out because I happen to know that karaoke exists due to the memories that popped up.
In the middle of the afternoon?
Oh, yeah. It's at I think it's at Winners. It is Winners because I was joking about the irony of me being invited on the Winners stage because that's where Whiskey Jam is. Yeah. And a lot of my friends, you know, like work so hard to be invited to Whiskey Jam. Like the biggest stars have been on that stage that have now gone on to win awards and sell out arenas and Madison Square Gardens and all of that. And I was just up there
and you were singing
Miranda Lambert Only Prettier. And I'm like, I only needed 2 Tito's to do this. Anyways.
But really, they released like a thing. It was like all of the Whiskey Jam people that have been invited, like, or ACM nominations.
It's now. 10 years old.
All started.
Well, maybe 11 now. Wasn't it 2011?
I think
it's over a decade.
It's
how
over
about that?
10 years because they had the anniversary.
And that's a lot of stars.
Yeah.
So like, good that's for them. Cool. So I got to sing on that stage.
Hey, that's where it's at.
Yeah. Liquid courage goes a long way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of,
a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Anyways,
new Music Monday.
Yeah, remind us of what the three submissions were from us last year, because last week. Because as we know, I have the memory of an elephant.
So Chuck's was high. Caitlin Smith.
Do elephants have good memory or bad memory? A goldfish has bad memory. I think elephants have good. So I have the memory of a goldfish. Anyways. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Chuck's was high. Caitlin Smith. Mm-hmm. Yours was Ingrid Andress.
Ladylike.
Andress, I said it weird. Ladylike. And then mine was Nate Smith. I don't want to go to heaven.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm remembering. It was very like soulful last week. Yeah. All right.
But and? I got to say, it was basically almost a three-way tie. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Really?
It was all equal. So I'll be the tiebreaker. And I think it's Ingrid. I think it's yours. I love her. Like, I've loved hers forever. So we're going to go with you. Because like a tie.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like Ingrid needs all the props she can get, like, in a desperate sense. I mean, I feel like she is very underrated. Like, people do not talk about her I feel like as much as they should.
Mm-mm.
And like I said week, super nice, super fun, super talented, and okay
so you win.
I win. Woo! So does that mean I start this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is another person that I have spoken out about being underrated, and I just love him, and I think that he is on his way up for a number of reasons, like sheer talent. He released a record late last year, so this isn't necessarily the newest song, but it's off his latest album, and I have it on repeat. He is opening for Morgan Wallen and Hardy on the current tour that they just like absolutely blew out the stands at Madison Square Garden last week. Just,
oh man, I saw that.
I saw so many like emotional videos. He brought him back. Everybody was on stage rocking, whatever. Long story even longer, my man, Larry Fleet, and the song's called Lifetime Guarantee.
Might not be some fancy big shot in town, but I run like an old John Deere. I'll never let you down. Take all your love and all your troubles and lay them all on me. Cause I come with a good, strong back and a lifetime guarantee.
He's so
cute. Oh my gosh, that's good. I've never heard it.
Never?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. I feel like he is super talented and he's just like not very well known yet. I do think that he is going to be much more of a household name in these upcoming, especially with this tour he's on. But he's just like such a just genuine, kind-hearted, like that's just such a man song. I feel like it speaks to me because there's so many times, you know, in this town, everybody's trying to be someone. Dating is hard. I feel like we are a broken record. We're just talking about that. But it's like that song is exactly how I feel. He's just like, I might not be a big shot in town, but I come with a lifetime guarantee. And that's really all I'm looking for. I'm looking for a teammate. Like
exactly.
Someone that doesn't need to be, you know, Mr. Big Shot, head of a label, blah, 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 or the artist of the year and any of this stuff that I feel like looks really sexy on paper and people think it's really awesome. But like, it's not what I want. That's not, I feel like that's not sustainable. It's not, oh, hey mom, your mom's calling. It's not something that I just, I chase after or that I'm looking for or that really, you know, gets me going. So I feel like Larry put that into song form, but from the male perspective, like I'm sure there's dudes out there that think that that's all girls want. Is they want the big shot and all this stuff. In reality, there's a lot of us that just want someone who's not going to freaking ghost them.
That's why you and I have trouble dating in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Yeah. No, not into that.
So anyways, Larry Fleet. But I love that. You guys should listen to his record. It's called Stack of Records. Relatively new. He's a good guy. So he gets my vote.
Love it. Okay, mine. I had trouble picking this week for some reason. I don't know, but I liked Maddie and Tay, Strangers.
Okay.
I don't think
I've heard it.
Really? It's really pretty.
Is it this one?
It's from their new album. Oh, it's already up.
How are we ever strangers? Seems crazy to me now. Haven't I known you forever? Because the thought of the day.
They have very pretty voices.
I know. I just really like
They're
it.
They're very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard that song until really? Right now.
Yeah, it's like their new. I go on, when I'm looking, I go on like iTunes.
Yeah.
Or Apple, whatever. Right. And I'm just like, new music Monday.
See what,
like, speaks to me. And I was like, oh, I like that one.
I like them. One of them just had a baby not too long ago.
Tay.
And.
Yes.
I haven't checked up on to see how that was going. Like, wasn't it? Didn't she?
Well, she was in the hospital, I think,
yeah,
for a long time.
Ooh.
But I think they're doing well now.
Okay.
And she's home.
Well, that's
so
good.
I know. That is good.
I have to look into that. I just remember, like, this reminded me of that. I'm like, I'm a bad fan.
No.
Well, prayers out to them. Hopefully everything's going swimmingly there. But okay. It's exciting. I guess there's only two to choose from this week since.
I did one more from the text line someone sent in.
Even better.
Yeah.
We replaced Chuck with the guests.
Yeah.
Or I guess the listeners, not the guests.
They didn't give their name and I didn't have time to text back and say, hey, what's your name?
Okay. So. Well, if you're listening and this was your song, make sure you get with Abs.
I know. It's Adam Doliak, Could Have Loved You Longer.
Okay.
I wish I'd have met you soon, so I could have loved you longer. Wish I'd have spent it all, instead of wasting all that time. All of our favorite men go back a little bit farther. Wish I'd have met you sooner, so I could have loved you, I could have loved you longer. Wish I'd have met you, wish I'd have met you sooner.
That's very, very vibey. Doesn't it feel, I mean, it doesn't really feel country. It feels, what is that genre? I don't even know. I don't know. It just feels like, not islandy, but like.
Like pop island.
I don't know.
Right?
Like, yeah, like pop,
like a mix,
jazzy, islandy, all came together and had a baby.
I know. It's a good one.
It is. It's a good one. So whoever submitted that, Mr. and Mrs. No Name, thank you for your submission. It's the third. For our list of this week for New Music Monday. So I guess, I feel like they can still vote on that.
Yeah.
Like the people, you could text in and vote whichever one you want to win for next week.
Yes.
We'll just call it the No Name song by Adam Doliak.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be awesome. If a listener won.
Wait, speaking of people getting in touch with you, I posted, you know how last week we talked about that girl, Trisha? And I was like, well, my mom's named Patricia, so it's probably her leaving a review. And I was just laughing. Well, I posted about it on my Instagram story and she reached out to me.
Hey.
She's like, hey, that's me. I heard my shout out. And then she saw my story. She's like, hey, that's me. So I responded back. I was like, hey, girl.
I love that.
Oh my God. Are we best friends? Did we just become best friends? You want to go do karate in the garage?
No, I love getting texts from people.
Yeah. Well, and it's
like we are listening.
So. Yeah. And it's fun to kind of, I mean, I know Instagram isn't real life, but it's cool to put like a face with a name. And like, I met one woman once at Winners and I was like day drinking. We had such a good time. She's like, oh my God, I'm in town. I listened to Talk to Chuck. She was so sweet. And like, I don't know. Those are fun. It's fun.
They are.
Because we're sitting here talking basically into oblivion into these microphones. We don't know who's listening. So you get to have it be a little more human experience. It's a good feeling.
I know. And a lot of people are asking about coming in.
Yeah.
Sitting in. And I'm like, we need to talk to Sean because he does own the place.
Yes, that's true.
I don't know how, because they want to protect, you know, their people. I just
of
don't
course.
Know how they want to handle it. But I mean, I'd love to have guests. The only thing is Yeah, well, we got to make sure we're here every week. It's hard to tell you.
We got to make sure we're on time. We got to make sure we're consistent. We are working on those things. They are on the thing, on the to-do list. And you know what? I think step by step, we're doing a good job of doing that. Yeah. I mean, we have been talking for short of an hour, just us two gals.
I'm proud of us.
I feel like we did a pretty good job of holding up the show. I don't think we embarrassed Chuck too much. No. I don't think, you know, I think we talked about country music, which everybody was wanting to hear. And
Oh my gosh, the back of your phone. Yeah. I bought that picture. Oh my gosh. It's hanging on my wall.
Are we kindred spirits? I love that about us.
Oh my gosh.
Yay.
She has like boot, like the shiny
sparkly boots. Yeah. Glittery boots. I love a disco cowgirl moment. That is actually the reason this is the back of my phone is that my at-home office now is not getting much use because I don't have any work to be doing in an office. Uh-huh. However, I have faith that that will change in the near future. So I'm trying to redecorate it.
Because we're manifesting.
And yes. I'm going to have a bomb-ass job. I'm going to be doing so much work in that disco cowgirl office space. Let's go. But yeah, that was my inspiration. So I have a few things that look like that are just up on my wall. And I'm going to go from there. So I want it to be like chaotic in a good way. Like, you know, the rest of my house is very boho, vibey, western, very neutral, very adult. And then I want you to walk into my office and be like, oh my god, does a 13-year-old girl live here? Or is this where all the shit gets done in Nashville? And I'm like, bang bang,
whatever gives you inspiration.
You know, I love a dance party, and I love sparkly cowboy boots, and I love cowgirls, and I love discos. So I mean, what more could I ask for?
Exactly. I'm all about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I love that.
It's slowly going to become my favorite room in the house. And then I'm just going to be so productive at work. I'm going to, I don't know, run the world, invite you on my yacht.
Yes, I'm ready.
Lovely.
That's second on the list.
Yes, perfect. Perfect.
Getting the yacht.
Yeah, you know, that I don't know how to do that, but I'm sure someone does.
Hey, yeah, I text us. If you got a yacht,
slide into the text line if you want to invite us on your yacht.
You got the yacht?
Chuck can
there.
Either be our plus one or not. You know, we are not tethered to him. We will leave him at the Opry if it so suits us. You know what I mean? Hey, it takes me about 30 seconds to pack a bikini. Yeah, I'm ready.
Not really.
I could just have my to-go bag ready to go, just in case. You never want to not be prepared.
Oh, no way. Especially hey, were we going to try to call him?
Yeah, we were, but he never called us back.
Should we not?
I mean, he might be like dress rehearsing. He goes on at 7:30 and it's already 5:30.
That's true.
So
are we not going either?
Well, apparently we did not get comp tickets. He's like, yeah, I'll let you know if you guys get comps. And once again, we have been ghosted.
We got surprise, surprise. Look what we're doing for him. Well, Chuck, no, we support you. We're excited to hear about it next week.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be super exciting. I don't think it's ever not eventful when you get the opportunity to perform at the Opry. And obviously it's our pal.
Play
a song.
What song?
I don't know. Which one is it?
Don't put yellow. That's the bowling.
Oh, nailed it. Be the one holding you, spinning you all around in white. Baby, what did you see? Somebody like me when I bought you that drink that night. Are you harmonizing?
Yeah.
But somehow, now I'm the luckiest guy.
Oh, Chuck's speaking. Go! Go!
We're doing a group FaceTime.
Join!
Oh my God, Abby, you can't scream. We're too close.
What are y'all doing? What are you guys talking about?
Chuck, we are 58 minutes into this podcast. It's very echoey. Hold on. I got to like mute this.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Chuck is in the dressing room at the Opry right now. Like, this is not even real.
Hey, I'm in room number 17.
Is it going to be echoey?
Room number 17. Yeah, it's definitely very echoey. But I maybe turn my microphone off. Microphone on. Now it's off. Can you hear me, Chuck?
I'll turn my volume down.
You should call into the hotline.
I got to call you.
All right.
I'll call you.
Give us 30 seconds, Mr. Superstar.
This is crazy.
Smile. I'm going to take a screenshot.
Look at him.
Oh, he just hung up on me.
Oh,
that's so rude.
I got it. Okay, hold on. Guys, we may have
we can edit this out. 59 minutes.
Voice. God, we're killing it. He's going to be shocked that we just did this.
Are we the best? Yes.
See, we were about to, he was thinking of us, we were thinking of him.
Aw.
Because we were like, should we call him? And you're like, no, he's probably dress rehearsing.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to interrupt. He's like on the stage singing that song. And then we're like, hey, it's us, your friends.
That's amazing. Okay, 7.
Wait, don't say his phone number into the microphone. Delete his phone number. Abby's about to give out Chuck's phone number.
Oh my gosh.
Hello, this is Charles Elliot Wicks in the backstage of the Grand Ole Opry.
Charles Elliot Wicks,
gosh,
welcome to Talk to Chuck. How are you?
Oh, nice. Big fan of Chuck.
Big fan. I know you are. Everybody knows you are. How you doing over there, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. I just got done rehearsal with the band. Ooh. With the Opry band. We ran the whole damn thing. Mm-hmm. And we're doing Old With You tonight.
Well, you want to know something? When you FaceTimed us approximately 30 seconds ago, we were playing Old With You. We pressed the button to wish you good luck tonight on the Opry stage. We were letting everybody
really?
Know
we
what
really
you were doing.
Did, yeah.
We were speaking very highly of you. So whatever kind of incentive you want to leave for us is great.
Wait,
you know what's crazy? Right now, I am standing on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry looking out into the audience.
Uh-huh.
No one's. It's, you know what's creepy is, like, it's creepier. A lot of people don't know this. When you go into the Grand Ole Opry now, I'm at the Ryman. A lot of people think the Grand Ole Opry is at the Ryman. It used to be. The Ryman Auditorium's down, you know, downtown Nashville. It's smaller and more intimate. The Grand Ole Opry is bigger. It's grand. So that's not why they named it that, but it's bigger. But you don't realize how big it is and how high the seats go until all the lights are on. And it's almost kind of intimidating, because when you go on stage and, you know, you have a big spotlight on your face, you kind of see the audience, but only to a certain point.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Once they're like way up there, you know, you kind of lose that perspective of like how many people legitimately are here. So it's kind of cool.
Oh my God.
Are you nervy?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I love playing the Grand Ole Opry. I love being in this building. I love seeing the art on the wall, the pictures, the history. I just walked past Porter Wagner's room.
Is there anybody else performing with you tonight, or can you not tell us that? Is that a secret still?
No, you know, so we're doing something for Conservation Aid tonight and for the NWTF, National Wildlife Turkey Federation. I am now in Porter Wagner's room, but it's called the Wagon Master is his nickname. That's his room. Room number 19, if you're wondering. I said room number 17. My room is labeled "It All Begins With a Song."
Wow.
And there's something,
exciting.
Huh? Look at that. There's a picture of Dolly Parton in my room.
The best.
I knew you would love that, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Mossy Oak is putting this on, so that's always cool. So they're, you know, you asked me who else was playing. So Craig Morgan's playing. Travis Denning, Chris Jansen, Tyler Farr, Chuck Wicks, Elvie Shane. Oh my gosh, there's a bunch of us actually.
That's Megan, a stacked lineup.
Megan Kirkpatrick, right? Megan.
Yeah.
No, Megan Patrick Kirkpatrick. Megan Patrick.
Not in sync member.
Hey, soon to be Megan Tenpenny. How about that?
Yes. There we go. Well, good
and
for
then,
you.
Yeah. So now I'm walking the hallways and. I'm by the bathrooms, of course, you know, got to be there.
Nervous P.
Not many people
the Chuck
can
special.
Yeah. Not many people can say, yeah, they just walked off of the stage of the Opry and now they're just walking around backstage.
So this is how many times do you think I've played the Opry? So keep in mind, I played my Opry debut was in 2007.
Jesus.
2007, oh my.
So, I know.
Is there like a lucky number?
2007, so that's like 15 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I know. So how many times do you think I played the Opry in, yeah, in what?
21.
10 years?
15 years, 21 Jeez. Times.
13.
Oh, 15 years.
Yeah,
wow.
15 years.
That's crazy. This is my 68th time.
Jeez. Oh, Pete.
What?
I said, what did I say? 15? Yeah. 68? Do you have to pay rent? Like, what's going on? Are you part of the mortgage? My God.
Let me be honest. I get excited every time some bigwig walks up on stage. I'm like, is this the moment? Are they going to induct me? And I'm always disappointed. It doesn't matter. Apparently, it doesn't matter how many times you play, ladies.
No.
It matters.
Well,
I don't know.
We were talking about earlier in the show, because Lauren Elena was inducted this past weekend, and we were saying that we are the Good Luck Talk to Chuck podcast because it's the second guest we've had that has manifested. They put it out into the universe and now it's reality. So maybe you just need to get on that train and you need to start putting it out there and it's going to come true for you, and you'll be the third guest that we've had that makes that come true.
I like that. I would love to manifest that. I would honestly, not everybody. It's not everybody's cup of tea to do, because when you have responsibility when you get inducted to the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
You have to play it so many times a year. You have to be a part of the system and support it and be there. And that requires what? It requires time. So, you know, a lot of these people that get inducted, they're usually super famous and, you know, have a bunch of money and want to go on vacation or want to retire and whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe not their thing. But for me personally, I'm not super famous. I don't have a bunch of money. And I would love to play the Grand Ole Opry every single chance I got.
What you're saying is you can squeeze it into your schedule. You could make it work.
Well, what I'm saying in all seriousness is, like, doesn't matter. I would love to be a part of it. Now, whether that would ever happen, I'm still fine because I've been blessed to play it not only once, but, you know, 68 times. So,
like,
I'm good.
Yeah, casually. 68 times.
That's insane.
Super casual.
I had no idea. Well, good luck, little Chuck.
Yeah, good
hey,
luck.
Hey, do you want me to leave you tickets?
You said you were going to text us if you could get comps, and we said, yeah, and we didn't hear back from you, so you were man number 100 ghost us today.
All right, so what do I do, Abby? Well, I was in rehearsal. Mm-hmm. So what do I do, Abby Anderson and Sammy Shea?
Are you able to?
Are you able to do that? I mean, you could just put two under Abby, and I'll just go with her.
Okay, Abby Anderson plus one.
Yeah, I'll be your plus one, Abs.
All right, I'm going to go down the hall.
Okay,
what I can do.
Well, then we got to hang up on you.
And then I'll text you back. I'll text you back right away, and okay. Then if it happens, go crazy on the podcast. If it doesn't, ooh, you can cuss me out or something.
Oh, okay. So this is going to be like a live reaction time.
Live reaction, because I'm gonna find out like pretty quick.
Okay, cool. Well, then text us, bud.
Love it.
Hey, okay. Guess how long our podcast is so far?
Right now, probably an hour and 8 minutes.
I told him we were just below when we picked up the phone on the FaceTime, Abby. He's not a magician, Jesus. She just got so excited. Chuck, I do want to let you know that Abby's drinking it Truly right now, so she's getting pretty frisky. Mm.
And coffee.
Mm. All right, well, listen, don't piss off our listeners too bad.
No,
not as much as I do.
You know me.
We are just a ray of sunshine over here today.
I don't think Sammy's cussed one time.
I don't believe that, but...
You know what? For all of our listeners that know, you know, that follow us on the daily and like listen every week, maybe we should call Robin back.
No, Chuck, go get our tickets and stop being a little brat.
I'm gonna call her right
and
now.
Text us
when you hang up. Hey, you're Robin, right.
Okay,
how are
I'll you? Text you here shortly.
Okay,
all right, text you shortly. All right,
love bye. You bye.
I love you. Oh my god, I love you.
Love you, bye. Okay, all right, now I'm gonna call Robin
a few minutes later.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So apparently Chuck just sprinted, like set a land speed record. Who knew those bowling practices were paying off? And he's an actual pro athlete now. And hold on. He just texted us and he says, you're good. Abby Anderson plus one.
What?
He came through.
Oh my gosh, Chuck.
What an appropriate time to use my favorite sound.
That's our moment.
That was a great moment. Okay, well, this is amazing. So I guess Abby and I are now going to the Opry too. Thank God we don't have to sing. Well, I don't know. Maybe Abby would want to sing, but we are going to sit in the stands and proudly cheer our pal on.
We are.
But
should
we have
our
like,
shirts.
Oh my God. Should we wear our Chuckwick? Yes.
Yes, we're wearing
our Chuckwick shirts.
Wearing
tonight.
Our Chuckwick shirts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are wearing our Chuckwick shirts to Opry. That means that we have to go because we have now, in true Chuck fashion, very last minute notification that we're going to go do something. So thanks for hanging with us. I feel
Thank
like we
you.
Did a pretty good job of, you know, taking over the show this
week.
I feel like we covered all the topics. And we're going to leave you with our theme song. And I hope you enjoy. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Love Woo. You. Bye. What the fuck? I just happened to pee my pants. What was that part, Abby?
Come on, get to the good part.
It's not getting better. It's there. There we go. Okay, we gotta go.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love Country? Talk to Chuck.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Wow.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.